on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, there are mop-up operations and damage assessments in various parts of KwaZulu-Natal after heavy rains battered the province again. Parts of Lamontville in the south of Durban are underwater. It's where five people, including three children, were swept away into a canal. Their bodies were recovered this morning. Mayor Cyril Tlaba and Human Settlements MEC's Boniso Duma are visiting the area this afternoon. The city says over 270 affected families there will be moved. Tlaba has told reporters that Lamontville was not prone to flooding and insists the drainage was not blocked. On the south coast, several families have been left without a roof over their heads after severe flooding in Port Shepstone, Margate and surrounds. The Renkonyeni municipality says disaster management teams have so far moved over 20 people to temporary accommodation. The municipality says teams rescued a person who was stuck in a tree, as well as two security guards who were trapped by flooding. Here's the municipality's Nomusa Zulu.
Our teams are still on the ground assessing the damage in relation to infrastructure, roads, bridges. We have since had one road in Margate, Alexander Road, closed off because it's just totally collapsed. So I just request people to remain vigilant.
Minister of Human Settlements, Thembisa Malani, says the department is already working with provincial structures to ensure the affected households are assisted with adequate shelter. The ANC has announced a new task team in Gauteng following a reconfiguration of the provincial leadership. It comes after Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal failed to retain their majority in last year's general elections. ANC veteran Amos Masondo has been appointed as co-convener together with Phanyaza Lesufi. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula.
The decision to reconfigure Gauteng's leadership was not taken as a punitive measure against the PEC for losing elections. Rather, it is a response to the need to ensure the ANC's organizational effectiveness in the country's most populous and economically significant province.
KwaZulu-Natal's task team was announced yesterday. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has signaled his country is preparing to sign an initial deal with the U.S. on investment in his country's mineral wealth. But he said it's only the first step in a final pact. The Ukrainian leader says one of his biggest concerns about protection against further Russian aggression has been addressed.
Even in the framework agreement, I really wanted at least a sentence that mentions Ukraine's security guarantees. And as far as I've been informed by government officials, this is there now.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg, both a high of 26 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27.
And look what's coming up in your sports. Hollybet's Dolphins bowl first against DP World Lions at Kingsmead Stadium. Mamelodi Sundowns look to extend their lead in the Betway Premiership when they take on Sekhukhune United tonight. And Liverpool boss on a slot's been given a two-game touchline ban by the Football Association.